All right. Next guest on the program. This is something of just such huge redeeming quality here. From CP Soccer, Devin Hull comes on the show now. This is a soccer program for kids with CP, stroke, traumatic brain injuries. They have locations in the Woodlands and Clear Lake. Devin, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Glenn. It's glad to finally catch up a little bit. I know things have been a little bit crazier as of late.
Yeah, no question about it. But really what I want to do is, the way you got this started to me was very, very inspirational. But I just want you to take 3 or 4 minutes here, speak about the program, who you're trying to reach, put out the contact numbers, and really just kind of enlighten everybody to how the program works and who it's open to, because I know you're always looking for more players.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Glenn, we're basically a grassroots soccer club for kids who have ambulatory cerebral palsy, stroke, or traumatic brain injury. We're one of 8 clubs around the U.S. Actually, we're the only club that has 2 locations, like you mentioned, in the Woodlands and in Clear Lake. And our goal is to find kids and get them on the field and keep them on the field. We started locally in a partnership with Houston Dynamo Dash Youth Soccer, who've been incredible partners with us. If we wouldn't have been with them, we would not have been able to add the second location. And our head coach is Keith Johnson, who has over 100 caps for the U.S. National Paralympic team, which is now called the Para 7-a-side team. You know, on the national level, we're scheduled to send an international team to an under-21 team to Barcelona, one to Scotland, an under-17 team to Scotland, and host what we're calling the first CP Soccer Festival this summer in New Jersey. But with the COVID, all the stuff's been canceled, and obviously we've had to cancel local practices, but we've adapted. With Zoom virtual practices, we have about 30 to 35 kids that dial in daily for training. It's provided by Ashley Hammond, one of the founders of CP Soccer, based out of New Jersey, and his son Shea is on the national team. And then the last couple of weeks, we really keyed in and found some great special guests, including Brad Evans, Jordan Morris, Bruce Arena, Aaron Long, and today we had Sasha Question. And then later this week, we'll have Graham Zusi, Nick Armando, and Greg Burkhalter, of all things, the head man. So it's been pretty neat.
Yeah, the kids must really love this. Now, your wife, Catherine's involved in this as well. I want to take you more back to the importance of this for these children, what the takeaway is, how important it is to identify these children, and how this can add to their life experiences.
Well, I think one of the things you think about with, or you have to think about with these kids, is they have to go through physical therapy. They've got to go through a lot of physical development. And if you think about it, if you've ever gone to a physical therapist, you've had to go do the work. You've had to do the physical side of things in an office building or on a table. Versus being out on a soccer field and playing, the development we've seen in these kids has been substantial from the standpoint of their development from a strength standpoint, from a willingness to go out and do this, from a willingness to go push themselves to, the physical development of it has been probably the biggest revelation. I mean, when you start something like this, you don't really know what you kind of expect, but having watched my son, who had a stroke at birth, go through, and then seeing it then, and when they develop a passion like my son did, it's just so much easier to do it. I mean, their abilities and their desire to do it and their camaraderie, knowing they're playing with someone who is similar to them, is just that it's priceless.
You mentioned someone like them. That environment's inviting, and I have to think from a confidence standpoint, a mentality standpoint, this is equally just astronomically healthy.
Oh, it's huge. If you think about it, too, from the standpoint of a kid who who's a bit slower, didn't know how to do things, and didn't kind of catch up on things, we're trying to really just keep them in the game. That's the biggest part of this, is keeping the kids in the game, because I was a dad coach. I kept my son in it, and if I wouldn't have been there, and didn't understand it and didn't know it, the game, I'm not sure where he would have been. But there's a lot of parents, there's very few yeah. parents that I know that are in a program who kind of had the same thing as far as their understanding of the game, where I could try to keep them in. And so I think that's one element of things that brings a huge reward to us as a family, both, you know, myself, Catherine, my daughter Mallory, who's a huge supporter, and, of course, Gabriel, you know, as all founders of CP Soccer Houston.
Boy, this is a really, really powerful thing you guys have started here at cpsoccer.us. There's 2, 4, 6. There's, I guess, 8 programs in different cities around the country. It's, quote, providing youth soccer opportunities for all ability levels serving the greater Houston area. And then I just want to make a special mention here of Keith Johnson, who you mentioned. He's also a goalkeeping coach for the Dynamo and Dash. But he absolutely seems like just a wonderful example to these young kids.
Oh, he is. Absolutely. Because if you see these kids show up and when they see their coach is similar to them and that they have cerebral palsy or stroke or traumatic brain injury, they're like, wow, there's a big person just like me. And then he mm-hmm. coaches them and teaches them. His leadership is a huge, huge reason why we have been so successful.
Yeah. Devin Hull, we're speaking to Devin Hull, CP Soccer Houston. He got it started here in Houston. Fantastic from your part, being the fire starter, you and your wife, Catherine, getting this going. Now I would imagine there's real concern right now not being able to physically connect with the kids.
Well, there is, but I think part of it is also, like I said, we've got the Zoom calls with some of our special guests, and we're averaging on a nationwide basis between 30 and 35 kids because they want to see, they want to go out, they want to, you know, interact with each other. And so we're doing the best we can, and yes, you know, it is a challenge that they can't get out there and be with their peers. I think it's the biggest thing, you know, but also just from the physical therapy standpoint, because these kids aren't getting physical therapy mm-hmm. unless they're in the backyard playing soccer on the Zoom call. So I think we're doing really well from the standpoint on a national level, trying to get them out there. And Keith is actually running on a local level. He's running calls on Wednesdays and Fridays. Towards some of the smaller kids, because some of the national daily calls are a little bit above their heads. But, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Sounds like you're doing a tremendous job. This is a great program, cpsoccer.us. This is Devin Hull. Last thing before I let you go, you know, I would imagine you think there's a lot more kids out there in Houston that you want to be ultimately a part of this program. I know things like this can help get the word out, but what else do you do to kind of spread the word and try and get more kids engaged in this program that would benefit from it?
Well, you know, if you look at the incidence of physical therapy, I mean, of, excuse me, ambulatory cerebral palsy stroke or traumatic brain injury, I would guess there's probably between 400 and 600 kids that would be, you know, open to something like this. We just need physical therapists to get the word out. We need soccer clubs, if they see someone who's like that potentially would be in our program, to keep them in the game. We don't want to see these kids fall out of the game, and that's the biggest thing. But I think it's just word of mouth. And like I said originally, we're very much grassroots. It's from word of mouth and just kind of you know letting everyone know as much as we can without spending huge amounts of money.
Well, we're gonna be here for you whenever you want to get some word out about the program. We'd welcome you back on the show again. Devin, thank you so much. This is tremendous work you're doing. Houston at cpssoccer.us. He's Devin Hull, his wife Catherine as well, involved in growing this very, very, very important soccer program in Houston, Texas. Thank you very much, Devin, for coming on the show, and please stay safe.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So that's Devin Hull. That's an uplifting story there. Again, cpsoccer.us. So their teams in New Jersey, the Mid-Atlantic region, Houston, New York City, South Florida, New England, Atlanta, North Texas. I mean, for something to get born grassroots-wise like this, fantastic.